There's a village on India's western coast where tourists gather to cheer on baby turtles that are trying to crawl into the sea. The turtles are olive ridleys. They inhabit a band of tropical waters around the world, and they are considered threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. But as NPR's Dia Hadid reports, efforts like the Veras Turtle Festival are helping them thrive.
Tourists watch volunteers gather newly hatched turtles from inside a hatchery. It's like an animal pen on the sand. These turtle eggs had been collected a few weeks ago from the Veras shore, from turtle nests. That is, a hole dug by a female olive ridley with her flippers, where she lays dozens of eggs inside. The volunteers dug them out and put them in this hatchery to protect them from predators like dogs and gulls. Volunteers plop the wriggly little hatchlings onto the sand.
Ah, see, Nana, the turtles are running.
Kids squeal as the hatchlings lurch towards the sea. The babies reach the frothy, salty fringe. Waves pull them in. Tourists clap. The Veras Turtle Festival has run for about a decade. It's the brainchild of local Mohan Upadhyay. We meet in his garden.
I see you have a tattoo on your arm that says,
yes.
Save me.
A turtle tattoo.
It's having two meanings. If people will save me, then I will save him.
Save humans from ecological destruction. He says conservationists thought olive ridleys disappeared from these parts in the 90s for the same reasons that their populations were collapsing across India over the decades, swept up in fishing nets, butchered for their leather and meat, their eggs poached. But Upadhyay says in the early aughts, a worker from a local nature charity stumbled onto a turtle eggshell on the Veras shore. Pretty soon, Upadhyay was helping the charity identify turtle nesting sites.
I was in love with sea turtles.
He convinced villagers to ban seaside construction to protect the nesting sites because at least some of the surviving females born on this beach will return to it to lay their own eggs. It's not clear why olive ridley turtles do that, but it's why protecting their nesting sites is so key to protecting the species. Upadhyay created incentives for locals to support his efforts, like creating the Veras Turtle Festival, which brings tourists and their money to town. Now,
there are two villages who are replicating this model.
Since they began work, Upadhyay says they've gone from finding sporadic turtle nests to counting about 70 over the last nesting season. Patchwork efforts like this around the country have staved off an expected collapse in olive ridley numbers. Kartik Shankar is one of India's preeminent experts on olive ridley turtles. He says across India last year, conservationists counted
about 1 million nests, which is crazy high.
1 million turtle nests.
Seems to me that olive ridley turtles have bounced back quite substantially.
But still, they are designated globally as threatened, and they're still facing dangers in India. Much of the effort, though, to protect India's sea turtles can be traced back to one man, Satish Bhaskar. A documentary was made about him last year called The Turtle Walker. Bhaskar earned the name after he spent years walking some 2,500 miles across India's shorelines to map turtle habitats. He says in the documentary,
I couldn't stop thinking about these very mysterious animals.
The data that Bhaskar produced has guided conservationists for decades. Back in the village of Veras, Mohan Upadhyay, who created the Turtle Festival, says of Satish Bhaskar, the turtle walker,
he's actually God.
He says it's not just the data Bhaskar produced, it's the awe he inspired for sea turtles. And Upadhyay hopes that among the tourists who cheer on the baby turtles crawling into the sea during the Veras Turtle Festival, he'll find new people who have that awe for sea turtles and who'll protect them for another generation. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Veras.